Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. As President-elect Joe Biden and his team create the machinery of government consistent with their winning platform, President Trump and his team continue to argue the race is not yet lost. Senator Mitt Romney says this administration transition is bound to be unlike any other in modern history. The Utah Republican spoke about President Trump on CNN's State of the Union.
He is who he is. He has a relatively relaxed relationship with the truth, and so he's gonna keep on fighting until the very end. But I'm convinced that once all remedies have been exhausted, if those are exhausted in a way that's not favorable to him, he will accept the inevitable. But don't expect him to go quietly in the night. That's not how he operates.
The Trump campaign is filing a number of lawsuits and challenges, which Romney and other Republicans say is certainly the president's right. But failing success in decisive challenges when Joe Biden is sworn in as president, Donald Trump has to leave. Among the first challenges of the Biden administration, a pandemic whose case count and death toll are on the rise. As NPR's Amy Held reports, on Monday, Biden will name a task force to tackle the coronavirus.
Biden spoke in Wilmington, Delaware, to enthusiastic beeps from an audience socially distanced inside their cars as the U.S. undergoes a record surge in coronavirus cases. Biden said he has a group of leading scientists and experts working on a plan ready to be put in place as soon as he takes office on January 20th.
That plan will be built on bedrock science.
Biden has made President Trump's handling of the virus a centerpiece of his campaign. Under Trump, the U.S. has seen the most cases and deaths in the world, and virus mitigation measures such as mask wearing have become politicized. Biden said America's grim era of demonization is ending. Amy Held, NPR News.
Chief allies of the United States in Asia, Japan, and South Korea have congratulated President-elect Joe Biden on his victory. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that Biden has pledged to strengthen the alliance in order to safeguard peace in Asia.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in affirmed the alliance and shared values with the U.S. in a post on Twitter. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga tweeted that he looks forward to strengthening the U.S.-Japan alliance and ensuring peace, freedom, and prosperity in Asia and beyond. Biden has pledged to avoid what he accuses President Trump of doing, such as threatening to pull U.S. troops out of South Korea unless Seoul pays more to have them stationed there. Biden is also widely expected to work more closely with Seoul and Tokyo in trying to denuclearize North Korea, rather than engaging in high-stakes negotiations directly with the North's leader Kim Jong-un, as President Trump has done. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
This is NPR News. World leaders are congratulating President-elect Joe Biden on his victory and have cheered it as an opportunity to reaffirm democratic values everywhere. Good wishes poured in from nations that disagreed with Trump administration policies, as well as from leaders like Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu, who have been friendly with Trump. Saudi Arabia has been noticeably silent. The kingdom's crown prince cultivated a close personal relationship with both President Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, wasted no time Saturday congratulating the president of Tanzania on his re-election. But so far, there's been nothing from the kingdom for Joe Biden. During his campaign, Biden made clear he would reassess the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia. President Trump was seen as giving the crown prince cover from international criticism for human rights abuses, a devastating air offensive in Yemen, and the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But there's only so much President-elect Biden can do. Saudi Arabia is still a major ally and seen as a buffer against Iran. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 4.0 magnitude earthquake erupted in New England, 60 miles south of Boston this morning. The epicenter of the quake was south of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There are reports it was felt as far north as Manchester, New Hampshire, and as far south as Rhode Island. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.